Thanks to our beloved on-demand listeners, Issues Etc. continues to rank among the top podcasts in Christianity. You can help us climb the charts by subscribing, rating, and reviewing Issues Etc. Type Issues Etc. in your podcast provider, hit the subscription button, and leave us a 5-star review. This will help make it easier for other podcast listeners to find Issues Etc. Help us cast Christ's net on the internet. Subscribe, rate, and review Issues Etc. today. The Constitution and Civic Virtue with Dr. Robert George, Jack Phillips on the Freedom of Conscience, and a one-hour Q&A with journalists Mark and Molly Hemingway. These are some of the topics and guests for this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Making the Case is Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org or by calling 618-223-8385, the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Chicago. Many thought that with the advent of 2021 and Democratic control of the federal government, that the pro-life progress that has been on its way at the state level for, well, the better part of a decade would slow down. Turns out it hasn't. Joining us to talk about a new report on the success of pro-life legislation at the state level already in 2021, Dr. Michael New. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute and author of a recent column for National Review Online titled "New Guttmacher Report Shows Impressive Pro-Life Progress at the State Level." Dr. New, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us about this recent report from the Guttmacher Institute.
Right, at the end of April, they released a report, as they often do, that kind of chronicles the progress that pro-lifers are making passing protective laws. And according to this report, the year 2021 has literally been a record-setting year in terms of the number of pro-life laws that have been passed so far.
What message was this report intended to send to abortion advocates, of course, the Guttmacher Institute being closely associated with Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, Guttmacher used to be the research arm of Planned Parenthood, and they're a group that strongly supports legal abortion. So they were really trying to send supporters of legal abortion a warning that even though Joe Biden's in the White House, and even though Democrats control both the House and Senate, that pro-lifers are very quietly making quite a lot of progress at the state level.
Detail some of the pro-life progress made in 2021.
Pro-lifers have made quite a lot of progress. For instance, 61 state-level pro-life laws have been passed so far this year. 13 states have passed at least one pro-life law. 8 states have gone ahead and passed gestational age limits. And civic highlights include Idaho and Oklahoma, both passed legislation that would prevent abortion after a fetal heartbeat can be detected. Montana passed a 20-week abortion ban. In Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey, he signed legislation that would ban abortion due to a prenatal diagnosis, like Down syndrome. So states have been very active this year, and I think that bodes very well for the pro-life movement.
A recent guest I interviewed, Dr. Gerard Bradley of Notre Dame Law School, he observed that gestational limit laws have not fared very well when challenged in court. Should we expect some of this progress to be reversed?
That's hard to say. The Supreme Court really hasn't really ruled on a lot of these gestational age limits. It's possible that this summer or this year, they may rule on a gestational age limit, a 15-week abortion ban that was passed in Mississippi, but we don't know if they'll take that case, and of course, we don't know how they'll rule. But I still think it's important to pass these laws, that the Supreme Court is impacted by politics to some extent, and it is impacted by public opinion. And the fact that many laws are being passed really does show that a lot of these gestational age limits do enjoy strong political support in many parts of the country.
What has been the political impetus behind this progress in the states?
Yeah, I think several things. I think that one thing that's important is that Republicans have won more and more state legislative chambers and control the government in more and more states. I think that that's one thing. You know, I think also anytime Democrats take control of power at the federal level, I think that there's a pushback at the state level. So I think that's a couple of things. The fact that Republicans have been doing well in a lot of state and local races, that's made easier to pass these pro-life laws. And I think there's interest in kind of a pro-life pushback against the Biden administration.
Are pro-life states perhaps anticipating the reversal or the serious attenuation of Roe by the Supreme Court?
That's hard to say. I do think that there's three new judges on the Supreme Court. We have Amy Coney Barrett, we have Brett Kavanaugh, and we have Neil Gorsuch. They were all Trump appointees. I think that pro-lifers at the state level reasonably think the Supreme Court will be more sympathetic to some of these protective state-level laws. Again, we can't say for certain which cases the Supreme Court may choose to hear or how they will roll on any given case. But given the changing composition of the Supreme Court, we'd expect these laws to receive a more favorable hearing.
Has there been a similar legislative push recently in abortion-friendly states to expand abortion?
There's been a push, but it has not been very successful. Usually when Guttmacher does these state-level reports, they often try to highlight the quote-unquote success that some states have had in making their abortion policy more quote-unquote permissive. But they didn't do that in this report, because, frankly, supporters of legal abortion have not really enjoyed much success this year. That in New Jersey, the Reproductive Health Act stalled. That's a piece of legislation that would legalize abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy and make it possible for non-physicians to do abortion. That stalled. In Illinois, there have been efforts to try to repeal the pro-life parental involvement law. That has not yet met with success, so pro-lifers are playing good defense in Illinois. In Connecticut, there was an attempt to legalize assisted suicide. That bill didn't even make it out of committee. So pro-lifers are actually playing very good defense, that our opponents are really not making progress.
You say that there are three important lessons that pro-lifers can learn from the Guttmacher report. What are those lessons?
You're right. There are, I think, three important lessons that pro-lifers can learn from this report. First is that progress can be made during Democratic presidential administrations. During the Clinton administration, pro-lifers did well at the state level. 12 parental involvement laws went into effect. 11 states went ahead and passed pro-life informed consent laws that were modeled after the legislation that was upheld in the Casey v. Planned Parenthood decision. So during the Clinton years, pro-lifers enjoyed state-level success. During the Obama years, over 400 state-level pro-life laws were passed. So during both the Clinton administration and the Obama administration, pro-lifers did enjoy success at the state level, and I think there's a good chance that will continue during the Biden administration. Secondly, it really helps the Republicans control state and local government. That currently, Republicans control both chambers of the state legislature in 30 states, and Republicans possess unified control of government in 23 states. Now, there are pro-life Democrats who do very good, very important work, and we often need their help to get these bills passed. But it certainly makes it much easier to pass these protective pro-life laws. Republicans do control government. So I think the investments that pro-lifers have made in state and local races is really paying some impressive dividends. And lastly, again, pro-lifers are playing some very good defense in blue states. Again, we've stopped assisted suicide in Connecticut. Efforts to repeal the parental involvement law in Illinois have not been successful yet. Efforts to pass the Reproductive Health Act in New Jersey have not been successful yet. So again, pro-lifers are doing a good job in blue states. And again, I think those are important lessons we can draw from this report.
Why is state-level progress important, especially under a democratically controlled federal government?
Well, even when Democrats control the presidency in Congress, you know, there are things pro-lifers can and do at the state level that will protect some unborn children, and they should take advantage of those opportunities. It's also important because if Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion policy would go back to the state level, and pro-lifers really need to be prepared to pass good protective laws at the state level if and when that does happen.
Dr. Michael New is Visiting Assistant Professor of Social Research and Political Science at the Catholic University of America. He's Associate Scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute and author of a recent column for National Review Online titled New Guttmacher Report Shows Impressive Pro-Life Progress at the State Level. You'll find a link to it on the Talk on Demand archives page at issuesetc.org. Dr. New, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
We will be teaching a Sunday school lesson on King Hezekiah in 2 Kings 18 and 19 with Pastor Tom Baker of Law and Gospel next.
Christian Hope, the Constitution and Civic Virtue, Daily Bible Reading, News Media Consumption, American Revivalism, Freedom of Conscience. You can meet and hear some of your favorite guests teach on these topics at the 2021 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, July 23rd and Saturday, July 24th in Chicago. Learn more and register at issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, July 23rd and 24th at Concordia University, Chicago.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's Life Ministry is thousands of people sharing Christ's love and mercy and giving witness to our Lord's creation of life, His design for marriage and the family, and the God-given value of all human life from conception to natural death. Working with many partners, LCMS Life Ministry sponsors human care efforts that meet the needs of body and soul and provides resources and educational events for all ages. To learn more, email lifeministry@lcms.org and visit lcms.org/life.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Remember when education was about the fundamental skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic? And about reading great literature and studying history to give our kids a model for what it is to be a good person? Memoria Press's classical Christian curriculum offers that very model for your homeschool. Get $5 off your next order by using the coupon code LPR21. For more information, go to memoriapress.com. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Throughout the 50 days of Easter, sacred music for the world. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Listen 24/7 to sacred music for the Easter season. LPR, LutheranPublicRadio.org.